Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
How do we win hearts and defend the right to life amid the charged abortion debate? Find easy, fast, and compelling answers to the most common challenges in Speaking for the Unborn, 30-second pro-life rebuttals to pro-choice arguments. Learn more at stpaulcenter.com.
Hello, welcome back to Letters from Home. I'm Clement Harrow. Today is the memorial of St. Barnabas, Apostle, and it's June 11th, 2022. And today's reflection, I want to give you a couple of practical suggestions, one from the first reading and the second from the Gospel. The first reading gives us some of the account of Barnabas's life. He has such a great name, I think, and the name you probably know means it means son of encouragement. And we see that, I think, very clearly in this beautiful reading where Barnabas goes to Antioch, and we're told when he arrives and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And I just look at that and I think, wow, that's what I want to be in life. If people could say that about me when they look back on my life, that he rejoiced, he encouraged them all to remain faithful in firmness of heart, and he was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. And I think for me, the practical reminder here, the practical reflection that we can draw is just the desire that we should have as Christians to imitate Barnabas, to become like him, sons and daughters of encouragement. It's so easy, I think, in life, and this is not a point unique to me, and I'm sure we've all thought it at times, but it's so easy to tear down. It's so easy to be negative. Myself, as a more of a melancholic temperament, I often struggle with this, is that I always jump to the negative of a situation. I always look on the downside. I'm very much a glass half empty sort of person. And I think, if I'm being honest, that's not the Christian perspective. Certainly, the Christian recognizes the bad news of reality, recognizes the realities of sin and death and the realities that things are not always the way they're meant to be and suffering and all these things. But the Christian also ultimately has hope, has optimism, has encouragement, finds encouragement in the gospel and desires to extend that encouragement to other people. So I would challenge and invite and encourage you this day to think about maybe who's that one person in your life who you find a bit of a drag, someone who maybe tests your patience, maybe somebody who you just perhaps find dull, boring, uninteresting, and who you struggle to be present to and struggle to give of your time and energy and cheerfulness to. And whoever that person might be, and I suspect we all have at least one, I would challenge you to, in the spirit of Barnabas, first of all, see that person as a gift. See that that person is a gift that the Lord has placed in your life. And see that person as having so much more to give to you and teach you than you have to give to them. And I think a lot of being a Christian is beginning with saying that to ourselves, but then over time, not just saying it, but really believing it. If I can get to the point where I really believe this person that I find difficult, I maybe just find a bit annoying. It's not that I hate them. It's not that they're one of my enemies, but they're just a bit of a struggle. If I can get to the point where I really, truly am convicted that they give me so much more than I ever give them. Why? Because they teach me how to be loving. They teach me how to be a true friend. They teach me how to be patient, how to be faithful, how to be a true Christian servant and friend. And so I would encourage you in that spirit, again, of St. Barnabas, to take that on, to see who's that person that I'm so tempted to tear down or just ignore. How can I instead turn to them and be a source of encouragement? How is the Lord placing trust in me? Because maybe I'm a bit more put together in this particular situation. Maybe I'm a little bit more gifted, a little bit more. I have more to give, or that's how it feels. And that's why they come to me. It's why they test my patience sometimes. How has the Lord put trust in me that I'm going to use my gifts and talents and time and energy to help this person and encourage them rather than tear them down, rather than ignore them? So that's the first practical reflection I wanted to give you. And I think it's worth, I did a little bit of background research on Barnabas and just reminding ourselves that this guy who was so filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with faith, he came to a sticky end. He gave his life. And tradition tells us that he was martyred in Salamis, and he'd been preaching the gospel, and the Jews came to him, and they were so annoyed, so frustrated by his success, his evangelistic spirit, that eventually they took him out of the synagogue, they dragged him out, they tortured him, and then they stoned him to death. And tradition tells us that John Mark, the author of Mark's Gospel, who's actually by tradition Barnabas's cousin, that he took his body and laid it to rest. And so Barnabas was someone who was a son of encouragement to the very end, even to the point of death. And he did that for the sake of the gospel. So we should look to him for inspiration today. Turning into the second reflection, looking at the gospel. I think we also have a very practical bent in today's gospel. And it's this passage we probably heard before, where Jesus is sort of going on about something that feels a little bit mundane to us, or maybe a little bit arcane, where he says, don't take false oaths, don't swear at all, don't swear by heaven, don't swear by the earth, don't swear by Jerusalem, don't swear by your head. And I think we're all thinking, okay, who swears by their head? But obviously, we were to situate it within the historical cultural context, that this is something that was a problem at the time for these Jews. And maybe we can't relate, but I think if you take a closer look, then perhaps we can. They had this habit of swearing by all sorts of things, swearing again, by the earth, swearing by heaven, swearing by their head, all these things. Why did they have this habit? Well, because they lacked trust. There was this in this culture, which was before Christian grace, even if they had the grace of the law, there was clearly, and it was very much influenced by paganism as well, and the Jews hadn't always been faithful to the Lord, there was clearly this felt need when making a promise, making a vow. Maybe it's saying, hey, I'll give you these goods in exchange for those goods, or I'm going to be loyal in this particular situation. There was a sense of, we need to make oaths and swear by all these different things because we don't trust one another. We don't trust that it's going to work out. We don't trust that the other person's going to follow through. And what Jesus is doing, and maybe, you know, we don't act in exactly the same way, we don't swear by the same things, but I do think we struggle with the same thing today in this respect, which is that we still struggle with trust. We still have this deep distrust, firstly, of other people, but then even perhaps of ourselves. Am I going to follow through on my promises? And what Jesus is telling us today is the importance, I think, of having integrity, the importance of being authentic persons as Christians. And this line, which he tells us, let your yes be yes and let your no be no, anything more is from the evil one, I think is a very, very powerful reminder in the Christian life. It's a reminder, I think, that as Christians, we should see it as a virtue to be reliable, a virtue to be authentic, a virtue to show integrity, not just in large things, but also in small things. And I'll be honest, this is something I struggle with. I'm often late for things. I sometimes am tempted when I've committed to something to just change it, or to something else more exciting comes up and just try and shift things. But I think the reality is, as Christians, is we all need to get better at trying to let our yes be yes, let our no be no. I remember a friend of mine describing how during the height of the pandemic, she went to get one of these COVID tests in a sort of drive-through. And she agreed beforehand. Some young person came up and said, hey, would you mind doing the test twice? We're doing a kind of study. We just want to, the second one's part of this study. And she said, oh, sure, sure. And then she goes for the first test, and it was one of these ones, I think they were more popular during the beginning of the pandemic, but it was one of these very intrusive ones that goes up your nose, and these sort of swabs that goes very, very far up. It feels like it's touching your brain, deeply uncomfortable. And she basically yelled and grabbed the seat of her car and just said, okay, that's enough. But then I remember her telling how she'd done the one, and then the young person said, are you still okay doing the second test? And she sighed to herself, said, okay, I'm going to let my yes be yes. And she agreed to do it. And again, deeply uncomfortable, deeply unpleasant. But I remember being so struck by that story. I know it's a bit of a silly story, but I was so struck that I think there's something virtuous in that, something for us to take away as Christians, that I've said I'm going to do something, so I'm going to try and do it. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's not prudent to follow through on what you said. Sometimes you do it to change plans. And then I think it's important to be apologetic and to say, I'm sorry that happened. I'll try to make sure it doesn't happen again, and to try and take steps to make that up to the person. But I think generally speaking, when we can, when it's in our power, we should try and follow through on things. We should let our yes be yes, our no be no, so that we can build trust in our relationships with those around us. I think that's a very important thing. So with those two things in mind, I hope you have a wonderful rest of this memorial, this celebration of the life of St. Barnabas. Please be a son, please be a daughter of encouragement today. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. I hope you've enjoyed this. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and God bless.
Letters from Home is a production of the St. Paul Center. Our commentators include Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Mr. Rob Corzine, and Dr. James Merrick. Our production team includes producer and technical director Rory Mitrick and sound engineer Joseph Palmer. Subscribe and rate Letters from Home wherever you find this podcast. The St. Paul Center is a nonprofit organization facilitating life-transforming encounters with the living Word of God. To find more faith-based resources, including Dr. Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed, visit stpaulcenter.com.